From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you on the air. I understand something big is coming up in your life.
Well, it's the World Puzzle Championship, which I'm leaving for next week. This year it's in Opatija, Croatia, which is a resort town on the northern Adriatic. And there'll be teams from 20 or 25 countries around the world competing on language and culture-neutral puzzles. And I'm the chairman of the U.S. group.
You're the chairman of the—so that's like being the chairman of the U.S. team? Are you playing? Or?
That means I help oversee things, but I don't actually have to compete. It's the best part. I can enjoy myself and just have a great time with puzzles, but not sweat it out.
I imagine you're a pretty good competitor also. So this is a competition, and there will be a winner.
There will be a winner. There will be an individual champion and a team champion. And in the past 12 years, I think the United States has won 6 or 7 times.
And Opatija, as you said, is on the Adriatic coast. It's beautiful. I've actually been there. I've taught journalism to some Eastern European journalists there.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have a great time.
Looking forward to it.
Now, tell us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Well, I said take the word imagine. It contains the letters of the state name Maine in left to right order, although not consecutively. And similarly, the word congregation contains the letters of Oregon in left to right order. So I asked, what common 15-letter word contains the letters of Wyoming in left to right order? And as a hint, I said it's a new word since the 1990s, and it's not formed by adding ing on the end of another word.
And the answer?
The answer is 20-something.
Ah.
And according to the dictionary, that was first popularized in 1990.
This challenge stumped a lot of listeners in addition to me. We had fewer than 300 entries from people who solved the puzzle. And our randomly selected winner, selected from the correct answers, is Susan Cohen of Boulder, Colorado. Welcome, Susan.
Hi.
And tell us a little about yourself. What do you do there?
I'm the budget manager for the transit district here.
Okay. And have you been playing puzzle long?
About 10 years.
About 10 years. You're a veteran.
I guess so.
Are you ready to play now?
Yes, I am.
That's great. Will, meet Susan.
All right, Susan and Sheila, today you're going to get tanned. Every answer is a familiar word or phrase ending in the letters T-A-N. For example, if I said giant, you would say titan. All right, number one is pattern on a Scottish kilt.
Tartan.
Is right. Number two, an imposter or fraud.
Charlatan.
That's right, a Michigan State athlete.
Spartan.
Uh-huh. The devil.
Satan.
Good. A Mideast robe.
Kaftan.
Uh-huh. Helen Gurley Brown's magazine.
Cosmopolitan.
Good. The M of MTA.
Metropolitan.
Good. A person who steps in an emergency to do good.
Good Samaritan.
Good. Early New England colonist with strict religious values.
Puritan.
Uh-huh. The leader of an Islamic country. As in old Ottoman Empire.
Sultan.
Good. A drink named after an island.
I think I need a hint on this one.
Or say a drink named after a New York island.
Manhattan.
Manhattan is right. Wickerwork material.
Rattan.
Good. A large ape.
Orangutan.
Uh-huh. A small country bordering Tibet. And I'll tell you, it is east of Nepal.
Drawing a blank.
Its capital is Thimphu.
Bhutan?
Bhutan, that's it. B-H-U-T-A-N.
Wow.
Good, good.
Wow.
A Wagner opera, Blank und Isolde.
Tristan.
Good. Mexican peninsula.
Yucatan.
Good. An Indian chief who was the father of Pocahontas.
Powhatan.
Good. An old brand of laxative whose name famously could be spelled backward.
Sarutan?
Saratan, which is nature's backward. And your last one, a kind of ice cream with multiple flavors. Often chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
Neapolitan.
Good job.
Wow. I didn't get a chance to play. I was trying to be supportive, and I just couldn't keep up with you. Susan, that was just great.
I was pretty nervous. I went to high school in Manhattan. I still can't believe it took me a while to do that.
For playing our puzzle today, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, the New York Times' Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Susan, tell us what public radio station you listen to.
We're members of Colorado Public Radio.
Great.
And I listen to you on KCFC 1490 in Boulder.
Terrific. We like that word, members. Susan Cohen from Boulder, Colorado, thank you for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot.
And Will, I'm still breathless from what we've just heard, but what's the challenge you have for us to work on this week?
Well, this was sent to me independently by two people, Alex Bobreski of Syracuse, New York, and Stan Eisenstein of Beltsville, Maryland. Name a famous movie star, four letters in the first name, six letters in the last. The first and last letters of this person's first and last names appear consecutively in the alphabet. For example, if the first name started with A, it would end with B, and the last name would start with C and end with D. So again, a famous movie star, past or present, 4-6, the first and last letters of this person's first and last names appear consecutively in the alphabet. Which movie star is this?
That's a challenge. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot. Have a good trip.
Thanks a lot, Sheila.